Well, Ted, we have 30 minutes, and it's going to depend on how many people speak. But thank you for your comment. Methodology is put your hand up. I see a couple of them already. If you don't have access to that, please use the chat. And then failing that, I guess speak up, and we'll try to get the names and get you in. I want to start with Rad Rich, who's been waiting. Go ahead, Rad. Got to unmute. Push the button. Rad?
I did. Okay.
There you are. Welcome.
My co-producer of the news has been trying to get in touch with the general manager. He said he had open policy. We have not heard from him in the last month to 2 months that he's been in, and this has been an ongoing thing. I wanted to ask the general manager what's going on with that, if he had an open policy, and to get back with us.
Before Dr. Franklin replies, I'm not going to have a dialogue back and forth from the public to the general manager. We can do that in a town hall meeting, or you can contact him separately. But I understand, Rich. I well understand. So Dr. Franklin, you've informed him, and hopefully he will get back to you. If you want, email him your phone number again, but I believe he has it. So I appreciate it.
Can I respond to him?
Go ahead, Dr. Franklin.
I think that's disingenuous to make such a statement. I'm at my phone and at my computer every day, and I return your call and I return email messages. I have quite a few emails that I go through, and I respond accordingly. Maybe I'm not working as fast as you would like me to work, but I get the information. So if you want to email me again, I'll respond again, and I'll copy it to whomever you'd like me to copy to substantiate the fact that I've communicated with you.
Well, my co-producer's been trying to call you and been trying to get in touch with you, and he has not been.
My number's still the same.
I'm just saying what he told me. My second question is, there are two parades for MLK Day parade. Which one is the KPFT being associated with? The one downtown or the one in Midtown?
I think Paula, I think it's a Black Heritage Society.
Downtown. Yeah. He knows it's a Black Heritage Society.
But KPFT is on the website for the one in Midtown. When they had sponsorship, advertising, the one in Midtown is the one that advertises KPFT.
The Black Heritage Society parade is the parade that KPFT is going to be participating in, that particular parade. We actually had the president of that particular organization on our air tonight. So that's what I know. I will check with Robin about the website. I don't know. We don't have sometimes complete control over our website page, which is concerning to me, which I hope to nip in the bud pretty shortly. But at this particular point in time, I will check with Robin, and we will verify. And if that information is up and it's wrong, we will tear it down immediately.
It's not on KPFT's website.
Okay.
KPFT's website is usually behind. It's on the MLK Grand Parade's website. It says KPFT.
Thank you, Rich. I'm going to get to other people that are waiting. So
all right, whatever.
We'll ferret this out. And thank you for pointing all that out. And hope you will. Akua might have something to say about MLK, so I'm going to get to her next. Go ahead, Akua. Akua Holt?
Okay, hi. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. Hey, yeah. As far as I know, someone asked about the gala, and they're still working on that. If you're interested in attending, let Robin know. We may get a pair of tickets or four. I don't know. For those people who are new, KPFT used to have an entire table at the gala. But that was the good old days when Mr. over at Duncantel was alive. You know, there's been a lot of changes to their staff and their board. So, you know, I'm not sure what's happening. But anyway, the request has been made about the gala. I'm not interested in attending. You know, we've got some other things to do, and Dr. Muhammad won't be able to attend either. So again, if you're interested in going, let Robin know, and whenever they release the tickets, and if they release the tickets, she'll get back with you on that. So that's what I can tell you about the parade. They did have a lot of entries this year, a lot. Teresa, I think you may have seen the list. It's just become very popular again, particularly the parade downtown. Rad, we have no control if the other people want to put that we're sponsors on their website. Maybe someone is kind of low-key talking to them and letting them know that KPFT is their sponsor, but if so, I don't know anything about it, and neither does Robin. So whoever's, if someone is operating like that, then, you know, that's for Robin, Ms. Dr. Franklin, and the LSB to figure that out. But as far as I know, we have an agreement with the Black Heritage Society's parade to participate officially. I don't know about the others. And that's it. But they have quite a few activities planned this weekend. You guys know the threat level for COVID is at a 5. So, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to ask people to wear masks in the parade. You might want to bring some just in case. I'm not sure what the requirement is, but Ms. Brewer, the new chair of their board, is going to get back with me tomorrow on some of those details. And that's what I know about the MLK parade.
Thank you, Akua.
All right.
Very good information.
You're welcome.
Okay. Dwayne Lark has his hand up, and please put your hand down after you speak. Try to limit your remarks to 2 minutes if you can. Thank you. Go ahead, Dwayne. Well, Dwayne disappeared from my screen. I don't know what happened with him.
Well, I put my hand down as you requested before.
Okay, there you go. Okay, that's why.
But, I wish I'd have got in before you made the 2 minute comment, but nevertheless, I do want to give a little history on KPFT has always been a part of the MLK parade. The way that they had a table was that there was an agreement for on-air PSAs to promote the parade, and KPFT under Dwayne Bradley and really when it started got an in-kind consideration for a table. So that's how they got the table. Further, I'm not sure if it will be a gala. I've been involved with the parade not in the last 2 years, but several years moving. In fact, I helped underwrite several of the galas. But what I'm saying to you particularly about this commercialization comment I heard, the Grand Parade has always been commercialized, always been a money generator, a money maker. In my personal and professional opinion, that's the whole purpose why the person who started the Grand Parade was under duck and tail from the beginning and then ran a coup or tried to run a coup and then went and created the Grand Parade. And that's why two existed. And the mayor's tried to ameliorate that issue, but legally nothing to do about it. So those of you who don't know that history, you know that history now, that the original parade is the parade that is downtown. A lot of politics have gone into trying to maintain it downtown. The Grand Parade came about 15, 17 years after the original parade. That's why it's called the original parade. No commercialization. Do have community partners, but it's never been commercialized. So I just wanted to deal with that commercialization. Grand Parade is commercialized. The other point I wanted to make was that it is incumbent and important that KPFT continue to be a part of all the parades. That includes the gay pride parade, so on and so on and so on, because it has a long history of being consistent in that matter. And as it relates to KPFT being on the Grand Parade website, nothing you can do about that. They've always used shenanigans indicating certain groups would be part of their parade to try to get credibility, and that's just their MO. So don't pay attention to it. It's nothing, you can't force them to pull it down, because it's their public domain. If it's a lie, if it's incorrect, those people haven't been known to do things that are not above board, so to speak. And then finally, I did want to report, for those of you who don't know, that having access to the Arbitron with another radio station I'm connected to, come to find out that KPFT actually, now it's no, KPFT can't pat itself on the shoulder because of this, because it's been a result of the attrition of radio, terrestrial radio audiences, period. Which, if many of you have been around, know that terrestrial radio was declared dead 20, 30 years ago, just like broadcast television was, but it ain't happened. But KPFT actually has increased its listenership and its radio share by 300%. Now, some of you might want to know that. It was at 0.1 for the last 15 years, and now it's at a 0.3. But that doesn't mean we've increased the number of people that listen. That just means that the declination and deterioration of the listener base has deteriorated to the point that KPFT share now of those who still listen have increased exponentially by 300%. So it is at a 0.3% as opposed to a 0.1%. And I think that's good. And it's something to build on, Dr. Franklin. And certainly since we don't sell commercials with KPFT, it's of no usefulness from a commercial standpoint, but it certainly says that KPFT's content, they got some real committed listeners and real people who stayed with KPFT, although the overall audience of terrestrial radio has decreased almost 50%. Thank you for indulgence. And that's what I have to say.
Good to hear from you. Lionel Hamanaka, all the way from New York. You've been very patient. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure to listen to you and know that you're doing so many creative things. I'm a playwright from Crossways Theater, which is dedicated to becoming an intersection for multicultural theater. You know, we have a lot of different nationalities and ethnicities in New York. So, because people tend to be segregated in their communities, for whatever reason, we thought it would be good to have a place where everybody could get to know each other. So anyway, one of the projects that I worked on was this play called COVID Crime, which was about stopping anti-Asian hate crimes. There were 9,000 during the pandemic. And I was alarmed, of course. And
oops, you're muted, Lionel. You have to unmute. I don't know what.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't hear anything I said. Okay.
No, just 30 seconds.
I'm really sorry. I apologize. Anyway, I reached out to your station to air a play I wrote called COVID Crime Against Anti-Asian Hate Crimes, because my niece lives in Fort Worth, Dallas. And two of our company members, J.R. Carter, who's a very fine actor, he's been in 22 films. He's from Texas, and also one of our other playwrights, Nathaniel Blake Johnson, is from Texas. So I figured since three people in the company are related to people who, you know, live in the general area, it might be a good place to approach. And thank you so much for the opportunity to have the play aired. And my feeling about this kind of thing is you can agree or disagree. You can talk about things. And by doing that, it opens things up for all of us. And we might learn something from each other. So, Dr. Franklin, thank you very much for, you know, listening and letting me be part of your programming. I appreciate it very much. And I hope in the future, you know, at some point, maybe something else will come down the line and it can be mutual. You know, you do something, if, you know, I'm not a radio specialist, but I do have contacts in New York and, you know, on BAI actually. So I'd be happy to pass anything along that you send me. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And welcome to Houston on the radio.
Thank you so much.
We can communicate with one another, and through the chat, Venetia Patel Adams would like to speak. Venetia, you have the floor. Venetia, you may have to unmute.
She doesn't know how to raise her hand.
I just called her, so does she know how to unmute? Thank you, Nancy.
I just unmuted.
There you go.
Yeah, I still don't know how to raise my hand, though, but thank you. I know the board can't respond, but I just want to remind y'all There was a motion that was passed, I believe, in November that was to reach out to the programs that had been, without notice, removed from the FM grid. And so I wanted to remind y'all about that, including the collective that I'm part of, the Houston Indie Media Collective. So I just wanted to remind y'all about that motion that happened, and I hope that after the public comment, people that are on this call can get some feedback as to what was, what happened from that motion. I believe Dr. Franklin was supposed to reach out to the programmers, and I was not reached out to, so I know that that didn't happen. So I'm wanting to know what is going to be done about these programmers that have been just completely disrespected. And it's not okay to keep going like this. It's something that has to be addressed. So for the sake of all these cool ideas that y'all have with the grants and stuff like that, if we're treating our programmers like crap, which is basically what's happening, this station is not going to survive, and it's just not okay. We give our free labor for this, and to have our shows removed like that without any warning, any consultation, and in our case with like BS bylaw excuses that aren't actually even factual, it's not okay. I hope that other people other than just Nancy and Adriana, who are old timers on the board, I hope that other people see how unjust this is and see how not Pacifican this is, and work to address it. Thank you.
Thank you, Venetia. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? I don't see any hands up. Going once.
I would like to speak. Sorry, I am not raising my hand. This is Jenny Luna. And I do see another, Omawale has his hand up also.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to say that I appreciate your radio station very much. I enjoy listening. I think it's very, very strong programming. That does not mean to say it can't be tweaked. I think that the previous speaker did bring up a point that, I'm sure you're all working on it. I will just in general say that I think you're headed in a very good direction. I was really pleased to hear some of the, things that are happening on the executive director's end, like the website upgrade. And in general, I get a little nervous when I see some of the dissension that I've seen in year end of running things. I think tonight has been a welcome, it's a good atmosphere of mostly cooperation. And I think that that's the kind of emotional tone that I would like to see, because the programming, and I know the programmers that have worked through the decades very hard, in general, I would just support you and say you're headed in the right direction. And I don't like to see the bits of dissension popping up that I sometimes see, because I think it takes away from the good work that you all do.
Thank you for those comments. We don't want a circular firing squad, no matter what. Omawale, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, that's accurate. So my name is Omawale. Happy to be with you folk tonight. I've been around Pacifica, for the past 50 years. One of my mentors, Reverend Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick, along with his compatriot Pete Seeger, were involved in raising funds for Pacifica, and I was somewhat of an acolyte to Reverend Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick at that time, but I've seen a lot of the ups and downs of the stations. I must admit I've been somewhat of a lukewarm supporter, hot and cold, because in at certain periods I've been all in, and other periods I've been distracted by some other community engagements. But I would say that a few of the constituencies that I work with, particularly my brother's keeper, which is focused on black and brown, particular boys, low-income boys, black and brown, to try to break them from the pathway to the criminal justice system, and also Health and Human Services, which includes departments like the Area Agency on the Aging, and there are a lot of concerns about improving the quality of life with that segment. So it appears that you all are going to, when I say you all, I guess Dr. Franklin and the station's commitment is for the diverse programming, is that there might be some opportunities to get some of these new constituencies involved. And so I hope that we can come in above the fray, above the dissension that you all have spoke of, and we are very willing to, I can speak in behalf of some of my colleagues, we're very willing to come in, and this new and improved vision that you're speaking of, we want to unite with that new and improved vision and right size and improve KPFT. And so we will be seeking some more information about how to best support this improvement effort that's going on with KPFT. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for those comments, most kind. Akua? Before I get to you, let me ask, is there anybody else in the public that would like to speak since Akua has already spoken once? Go ahead, Akua. Got to unmute, though.
Okay, thank you.
Two minutes, please.
All right, good host. Very good host. Nice meeting tonight as well. I want to tell you guys something. If you plan on walking in the parade, please wear comfortable shoes. Because if you think you're going to out walk Teresa Allen or Nancy, you got another thing coming, okay? Because they will out walk you in the parade, and they're pros at it. So I just want to let you know. But they'll show you the ropes for sure. I had a comment about just the feel of this meeting. It does feel like this is a professional meeting or a community meeting where we can speak freely and talk about ideas and exchange with one another, and I appreciate that for a change. I want to send a shout-out to Omawali Luthuli, who's on this call, and Dwayne Lark. Thank you for talking and mentioning the history of our relationship with the Black Heritage Society. However, I could not continue on this call without mentioning the great late Esther King, who was also a board member of both organizations, and he was very instrumental in making sure that KPFT understood the mission of the Black Heritage Society and the Martin Luther King Parade, as well as the history of that parade. And one thing I need to point out, Houston had the very first King Parade in the entire world. The first parade happened here. And Martin Luther King's father gave Mr. Duncantel permission from the family to call it the Martin Luther King Parade. So they actually had full permission, and they went through all of this legal thing to make sure that they could do so. So a lot of preparation was done for Houston to have the right to that parade. And from that parade, Brother Omawali could probably fill you guys in maybe at another time. Eventually we got our Martin Luther King Boulevard. And now we also have the Martin Luther King Plaza in McGregor Park, and Dr. Abdul Muhammad, who's on our airways, was very instrumental, and others, in working with Ovid Duncantel to get that plaza done. And just so, you know, you understand some of the political history, you know, the city promised him that land to build a plaza, and then they wouldn't fund it for years, maybe 10, 15, 20 years. And then when the Super Bowl was here, I don't know if it was the first or the second one, Mr. Duncantel went down to the plaza where it was supposed to be and chained himself to a tree. And it was because of Dr. Muhammad and others, they were able to go over and convince him, okay, you know, what do you want? And he was able to articulate this area where they're about to bring this metro train through. This area was designated for the Martin Luther King Plaza that the city would not fund, and he had the paperwork and everything. So then eventually there were talks had, and a deal was cut for the city to go ahead and make good on his promise, which is why we have the Martin Luther King Plaza over in McGregor Park. So this gentleman, Mr. Ovid Duncantel, he was bigger than life. He had a great influence on politics in Houston.
So I've got other people with hands.
I'm sorry. And so KPFT, we have shows with him in our archives. I just want to say that if you want to find out more, thanks.
Thank you. And history and those stories about it are really important. I see call-in user one who has not spoken. I also see Duane, but call-in user one, please go. We have 5 minutes left in public comment. Try to hold your comment to 2 minutes, please.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, you left me stuck in the waiting room for 15 minutes.
I can't take credit for that. I'm sorry. I have a board op named Otis.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Okay. So I want to join with Venetia Patel Adams with regard to the return of programs that were dropped without any process. Process matters. I'm not saying every show is great or every show is perfect. Certainly, I've heard a lot of things on the air that are not perfect. I've heard a lot of things on the air that I really enjoy. But everyone is entitled to a process, and we've been dealing with this mess since June. So I understand that, Dr. Franklin, that you didn't do the dirt, but you've got to clean it up. That's part of your job. And frankly, pun intended, since your name is Dr. Franklin, but frankly, it has to be done. 6 months, 7 months on, people are still off the air. That's ridiculous. I see a lot of new things coming in. Some of them are interesting. Some of them are familiar to me. Because I do listen around the network, so I know you're barring, you know, sharing programming, and that's great. But you must address this homegrown problem. And I must say that I know you just got here, but you're the guy at the top for now. Well, I say for now, you're the guy at the top now, so this is now your problem to resolve, and I hope you will do so promptly. I missed that. Someone was saying
something? I said 1 minute. That 1 minute, please.
Oh, I don't want to take all the time. I know someone else wanted to speak. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Duane Lark, you have your hand up. This will be the last comment in public comment. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a correction. Well, a couple of corrections. I've confirmed with several volunteers of the Parade Association, that is the Black Heritage Society, there will be no gala. As they told me, it has been postponed for a later date. I won't necessarily repeat the date that's dated because don't exactly know that's going to happen. But because of COVID, they reasonably decided to pull it. And so don't show up, or at least call and confirm over with others, as I'm saying, because I'm not an official of the Parade Association. Now, having said that, I do... Akua was giving you a pretty good history there, but I did want to say that it was Akua, Robert Muhammad, Sheila Jackson Lee, the congresswoman, and the attorney Jolanda Jones, and myself at that location that Duncantel chained himself, and the mayor and a few others, including that Mayor Parker had to come out and convinced him to unchain himself, but he said he would be willing to go to jail that night, and he was. But thank God that a number of community leaders, including the congresswoman, came out, and it didn't have to happen. But that was funded by Metro. The city had to accede the land because the city does control the land given request by the McGregor family. But the money actually came out of the Metro.
Not only that,
I think it was very important for us to note that the parade itself, the Black Heritage Society, is still the only organization in the nation that has a license to have a parade. The rest of them just do it. But Mr. Duncantel, being the Air Force veteran and the master of communications he was from Texas Southern, holding a master's degree, he was able to get that done for Houston first and only, and still the only entity that has a license from the King Foundation to have a parade. So there's other parades that are going on here in Houston as well as around the country are not sanctioned by the King Foundation. And finally, I'll close by saying I do acknowledge the fact that Teresa Allen, even Bill Crozier, and Nancy, when she came along in 2010-09, but even before that, Allen and Crozier was in the parade, supporting the parade. And so KPFT has a long history of being involved, and I hope that continues as long as KPFT. I'd like to see KPFT get that in-kind donation back by promoting it on the air and then being able to participate at different levels. But I just needed to give that history out and that fact, and be careful if you are going to an event that may have been canceled.
Thank you, Dwayne. It's really important that we tell the history and also don't have people showing up to events that just aren't. Thank you very much from the public. We'll do this every meeting, of course. Right now, time certain for public comments at 8 p.m.